Welcome to the Ether. Today is Monday, June 20th, 2022. Today on the Ether, Superterra hosts a builder space with special guests Poppin' Puffins, Stone Ducks, Wrecked Wolves, got Galactic Astros, I think Coleman was in there, everybody. Let's take a listen.
I'll just mute in a second. I was going to try and find my headphones, so I've just come straight up. It's a slightly earlier time than I normally start these things, but before I knew it, I was looking at the time and it was 5 to the hour. Great to see the Puffins here as well. If you guys want to step forward, we'll get you set up as speaker. And Coleman, thank you for joining as well. Really excited to hear about the developments with the Bulls, which thank you for your. Well, we may as well look to kick off. So this is a. One of my sort of regular, I'm calling them builder spaces, where we like to encourage folks to step forward and share the latest activities that their projects are undertaking so that we can spread the word throughout the community. At the moment, my regular articles with Loop are temporarily stopped because Loop are in the process of migrating their content and community platform to the Juno chain. So hopefully that will be up and running again soon, but in the meantime I'm doing lots of threads, continuing to do lots of spaces and hopefully getting the word out there. And really for tonight, some of the discussions I've been having over the last few days, really keen to bring my good friends the Poppin' Puffins to the front, because they are set to do their main mint of the Puffins collection after a really successful migration for the holders from the Terra community. Really, really seamless experience, really good, as the guys have kind of set up their new island on Algo. So that's been a really, really pleasant and positive experience. I'm joined by my now regular co-host for these spaces, Stone Docco. We are seriously looking at doing our podcast that we've talked about. I'm sure that will happen soon. So great to have you here as well. And I know that the Stone Ducks Lifestyle Club, who migrated to ETH, are in the latter stages of a very successful mint with a lot of new community members coming on board. So that's really powerful. And I can see already a number of very familiar faces and projects in the audience. Anyone who wants to step up and share your latest news, that would be absolutely amazing. And last and not least, before we get on to our sort of main guests, I just wanted to say a big thank you, as always, to Finn and Terra Spaces. I spoke to Finn over the weekend, and I know he's about to go on a much needed and well-earned rest, a bit of a road trip. So he's going to be capturing the wonders of the NFT spaces going forwards, but he is rightfully and much deservedly having a break. So I will, as always, record mine, and we'll probably get a whole kind of battery of different spaces uploaded to Terra Spaces when Finn's back. So obviously wishing you in advance a fantastic break. So yeah, great to have you all here as always. Really nice turnout. I never quite know what to expect, but it's always really great to see lots of faces in the audience. So really, without further ado, just want to really kind of get on with having a good discussion with the Poppin' Puffins and how your kind of migration to Algorand went, and also the next stages for your mint and the key things that people need to know who want to follow your project and buy some more puffins, which is what I'm fully intending to do.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Well, so cool to be here. And it's like a high school reunion. I just want to say, yeah, Finn, that's cool. I think he could probably stay anywhere in the world. He probably has a network now, a global network. He could just island hop.
Very likely,
As long as he wanted. He should do that. Wow, it's been crazy. I'm exhausted. I still feel like I'm recovering from punches to the face, but in a good way now. We're on Algorand now, and we succeeded in the one thing that was important, which was getting our puffins safe and sound to new shores on Algorand. And we minted shuffled on Algorand. On Algorand, the mint is called a shuffle because it's kind of like you're getting a random NFT, so it's a shuffle. So that terminology is different. So on Algorand, we had our migration, and all of our puffins on Terra were able to get their puffin on Algorand, and that's up and running now. And some puffins are being sold to raise capital, I guess, but they're holding steady, and we're excited to launch our public mint this week on Thursday. We have our first whitelist shuffle, our first whitelist mint for puffin holders on the whitelist automatically. Yeah, right? Seriously. Even though it's like it's like the worst time, right? It's like a bear market. Everyone's exhausted.
Yeah, but you can't let that stop you, bro. You can't let that stop you. Like, the hustle has to continue.
You can't just give up, or you're just, it's like a shark, right? You got to keep swimming. And one day, like when we get through this, we'll hopefully be like in a really good place. And that's what we believe. And so we're just going to keep moving. And it's been really great. We've got a lot of people have been super supportive, and it's been really fun meeting all these new different communities and different NFTs and different ways of doing things. And we've learned a lot, and we're just like, just, you know, every day we're just like, you know, experimenting. And I can't believe that it's actually happening 1 month after the meltdown on Terra, that we're actually going to be having like a mint, and that will be a whole new batch of puffins with new traits, refreshed. We have like a bunch of tributes in our collection, kind of tributes to other projects on Algorand with really cool traits and really cool kind of hand-drawn, you know, we're always been about the art, and that's where we come from. And so we just love, like, you know, creating these characters and incorporating creative ideas and letting that become the basis of our community.
Being a water bird too, it really resonated with me when you talked about like swimming, and you have to keep swimming because the last thing we can afford right now in a beer is to drown. So it's very important to like keep your head above the water, to continue fleshing out the project, and to spread the hope and the good vibes.
I think that's the point, right? Like, we are the flag bearers of hope in a way. And I'm not going to be like arrogant or, you know, like self-serving, but
you pitch your project, right? Bro, you go.
if you stop, then, you know, it's just, we're people, right? And it's just like, this is what it's about. This is really where it counts, I guess. You know what I mean?
I've seen like numerous occasions that the projects that stay strong in a beer and like even manage to accumulate like a bigger community are the ones that will flourish in the bull. Like, and I fully believe that if like projects like yours or like Stone Ducks just keep on delivering and keep on staying real, there's not much that can't be done.
I think it's important
to continue your roadmap, you know. Of course you adjust,
but you know, we're sticking to it,
and
we just want enough to get to the next step.
And
for us it's
you know, there's some partnerships we've been working on, and we're still able to work on those.
We've grown our community
by 30%. So that's crazy.
And I think, you know, for me, hats off to you for, you know, keeping with the mission. Really good solid base that you've taken with you from the Terra community, and actually I think it's created a really good positive groundswell of interest, you know, from right across the Algo family. I've seen some really positives there, and learned something new, that it's a shuffle and not a mint. I didn't know that. But I mean, in terms of the importance, really, obviously a seismic event within Terra that I think
perhaps indirectly, because there are macroeconomic factors and other, you know, negative, you know, global effects currently affecting everything. Crypto is sadly not immune. But I think to Occo's point, and I've said this on previous spaces as well, the projects that build well now are going to be in such a powerful position come the next bull market. And I think, you know, there is a core of the community that perhaps, you know, are licking their wounds, have stepped away, they've got to sort of reassess. And hopefully some folks will come back after a break. But there are a really good groundswell of individuals who are sticking with this. And certainly, we may be poorer in wallet, but richer in heart and soul. And it's about keeping that going. So I think Poppin' Puffins offers a real opportunity for, if you like, the rebirth. You know, in fact, both projects that are up tonight, you know, the Stone Ducks as well, were quick movers, but positive movers from the, you know, the terror disaster. And I know over the last few weeks, I've been trying my best to document where everyone's going. And I know that some perhaps have, at least for now, paused, or in other cases, potentially have kind of waved that white flag. But I think there are so many opportunities to rebuild. And actually, there's no pressure to immediately relaunch for some of the projects. You know, there is the beauty of time. But I think, as I say, both Puffins and the Stone Ducks Lifestyle Club, as it's now obviously refocused, is all about building community, building a multi-wave project, and actually creating something that, obviously, in the case of the Puffins, is very heavily focused around, you know, the support, the ecology, the environment, and obviously from the Stone Ducks, a very cool 420 approach, which is great, a very, very good chilled output. I think for me, as an OG holder, if you like, I'm really pleased by the ease of transfer and the size of the welcome as well, because as someone who, obviously, by my name, very, very embedded in the old Terra system, I'm really pleased by the positive and warm welcome that I've seen from a whole array of different individuals within the Algo chain. And I think the project will do incredibly well as a result of that. And I can see in the audience another project that's pivoted to Algo. Now, if you guys want to step up, you're most welcome to do so. These spaces are all about sharing what we're doing next. Just a real quick question for your good selves on the Poppin' Puffins. Obviously, there was an excellent second collection, and I know obviously we've talked offline, but probably good to sort of talk about your plans, if there are any indeed, for the resurrection of the Puffins' favorite food, their frenemies, the eels.
Ah, yes, the eels. We love the eels. I mean, there's a special place in my beak for the eels. And we 100% plan on bringing the eels to Algorand. It's part of our story that we were developing. Of course, first we want to make sure we land with the puffins. So we have like a core group of puffins on Algorand, not just the Terra puffins, but a whole, you know, giving people on Algorand the ability to join in their own right with their own unique puffin. And then from there, we don't have any concrete dates or specific information, but 100%, you know, it's part of our story, and the eels are beloved, and that's where we'll go next. Basically, not sure when that will be. I hope as soon as possible, but eels. And then we have, of course, plans that we were already working on in Terra with that, you know, we want to continue on. So we don't want to really, we're not really changing much. We've adapted some things based on Algorand. And I think we're going to try and develop Algorand specific utility, which is a bit different than on Terra, different opportunities in terms of, you know, the ecosystem and staking, or, you know, just using the blockchain. I guess that's the point, right? We're all able to kind of experiment with this metaverse concept and Web3 and identity and ownership and art. And it's a big experiment. And if you're into those experiments, then that's why you're here. And so I think we're all excited to, you know, the community is more excited than ever, I think, because we have this new frontier, this new space to play in, and we can make an impact even though the price is low, And there's some, you know, if you're just thinking about price, it's maybe, you know, it's a bit sad that we're in a bear market, but like everyone has said here, you know, we're here together because we are kind of, we want to play, we want to build, we want to experiment, want to learn. And when the next bull comes or the next wave comes, then we'll be just, you know, in a good position to take advantage of it. And hopefully, you know, we can all achieve whatever we're trying to achieve, whether that's community or, you know, developing or, you know, whatever we're building or creating. I hope that everyone, I think that's the most important thing for me, is that everyone, all the good people that I've met, you know, they get to continue to pursue their passions and to realize what they want to do. And I think that's why we're all here. That's what the Puffins is about, at least. You know?
I'm so excited to also see the circle go round when we are becoming multi-chain in the future. Like, all of us likely are going multi-chain in the future, since it will be just so much easier for the end user. And it's exciting for me to see like the full circle coming in like maybe a year or two, when all these ex-Terra projects are going to come back and eventually even come back to Terra in one way or another.
Totally.
I think.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I mean, I absolutely echo all of that. And I think, you know, myself included, I'm excited about the future of multi-chain. And I think whilst it was a forced event, I think ultimately the plan was for many projects to look across the chain, different chains. And indeed, as the future, if crypto is going to be truly successful and be mass adoptive, different chains do need to link, and I think perhaps out of this difficult time, we will see a lot of cross-pollination of opportunity and ideas, and I think that's already starting. And I agree with Occo. I'm sure that projects will in some form return to Terra. And perhaps with that in mind, just before I sort of bring Scott up, which is great to have you on the Spaces as always, and really good to see you. But I just wanted to very quickly say another piece of very interesting news that broke this afternoon is my good friends from Nowhere Art have actually completed their migration to Terra 2, taking
a big shout out to the Nowhere Sheds.
Awesome.
Yeah, so well done to those guys. And we did a Spaces, obviously, just prior to the whole collapse. And obviously, Occo, you and I shared a very, very nice platform with them. It seems like ancient history, where we were talking about the exciting first Stone Ducks Mint. But I'm sure Nowhere will reemerge. And they are, you know, genuinely, as many folks are within Terra, genuinely very nice group. So I wish them all the best. And perhaps we'll get them on a future Spaces as well. I think they've done a lot of pivoting, as many market spaces, NFT projects and others have done over the last month. So I just wanted to give a quick shout out to them. So yeah, Scott, great to have you here.
Yeah, it's good. It's good to be here. Can you guys hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, great. Yeah, I just wanted to pop in and give a little support there to Lil Ock and the shuffle that's coming up. And just to say that the, you know, I represent the Poppin' Guardians, which is the charitable, I guess, subgroup, if you will, for the Poppin' Puffins. We had our first auction. Actually, the first auction is going on right now for a few more hours, maybe one more hour, perhaps, for the first custom Father's Day Puffin on Algorand. And we're going to roll from that right into two Puffins to benefit a World Refugee Day today. Those will go up today, and they'll be they'll be on auction this week on Algo XNFT. We got a Twitter Spaces coming up probably Wednesday with a couple of folks that we know that are kind of that know a little bit about some of the refugee status in kind of the Bosnia Ukraine kind of area, and just to talk a little bit about kind of what that kind of looks like. But we're excited to benefit to highlight that and benefit that, and we got lots more things to come. And you know, it's just an important part of who we are as Puffins, to be able to help out communities in various ways and impact in real life where we can.
Just curious, the contact, is it Europe based too, or is it from the US?
For one of them, we're going to have two on, and one of them is HR Puffin Stuff, and she is US based.
Nice.
And she knows someone. I don't have all of his details yet, but I believe that he is European based. And he may be joining us from Bosnia. I don't think he is from Bosnia, but I think that's where he may be physically when he joins the spaces. And even HR is doing some work. I forget where she's going, but she helps out, and she's going to be in another country as well, joining the spaces for that. So they're both doing some great work. She was in the Ukraine area about a month ago, and so so they're definitely be able to talk on that and just
like a big international charity spaces. I really like it.
It's yeah, awesome. Yeah.
Well, that's excellent. And do feel free to pin any tweets that link to that to the top of the spaces, so that people can go and catch the end of the auction and obviously get themselves ready for the next stages as well. So that's a really worthwhile cause.
All right, perfect. Yeah, thanks so much. I'll try and figure that out.
I must admit, I still haven't worked that one out. So if anyone could tell me as well how to pin tweets, I'm sure it's somewhere in the controls. But
I can always say the screen is frozen. I can't do it.
Yeah, well, I struggle, but you know I struggle with some of the technical controls on these spaces. That's why I have a very able and very much appreciated co-host. But no, in all seriousness, yeah, please if you can, and that's great. I guess one other aspect that I wanted to ask whilst we've got you guys up is the much anticipated development of the mobile game. There's a really interesting article that was released quite late yesterday around that. I appreciate that's post-mint, but post-shuffle, sorry. But it'd be great if you could share a little bit more for the audience about that as well.
Yeah, really happy to finally get that Medium article out there. It's in our feed. I'll post that in a minute as well. And to post an article, I also didn't know how to do it, but finally I Googled it. You just go to the share button on your tweet, and it should give you an option if you're on your phone. I think it's only on your phone to share to the spaces. So it's just like a normal share, but you can share it to the spaces, but on your phone. So we have one of our, first of all, Scott is awesome, and he's spearheading the Guardians now more than ever. And that's become like a really central part to our mission on Algorand, because Algorand has a lot of projects that focus on conservation and charity, like the latest collection by the Australia Zoo, I believe, you know, Steve Irwin's organization, and now his son running that organization. And they've released a collection on Algorand. And so there's just a lot of kind of alignment in terms of what projects do on Algorand for conservation, and really happy to have that Scott leading that charge and making that a bigger part of our mission. But one of our other big campaigns, or one of our other big efforts, is this mobile game idea. And the reason we wanted to develop a mobile game is because we think that that's just a big opportunity to reach people who have never used or experienced NFTs. There's obviously like a whole world of mobile gamers, casual gamers. We just wanted to create something fun that someone could download on a whim from the App Store, the Google Play Store, and they open it up and it's just this great game with some great characters. We really believe in our art and our story. And we want to use that to our advantage, it's one of our strengths. And we think a mobile game is a great way to represent that and just create something really fun and easy to introduce people to the Poppin' Puffins. And when you open the game, of course, you might see the option to, you know, play with ads, or you can play for free if you have a Puffin, right? You can unlock premium levels and really cool features and gameplay. And instead of paying $1 or $3, you can buy an NFT. And an NFT might be a little more expensive, but it's just kind of a cooler idea, right? You don't buy a game, you buy an NFT, and now you can play with your NFT in the game. So it's something that we just want to be an actually a great game, right? It should be a great game on its own, but it will just open eyes and get people to check out our NFTs. And obviously for Algorand, that's a great thing, because it means we'll be introducing the Algorand wallets and the Algorand ecosystem to a whole new audience. And in the future, if we go cross-chain, you know, integrating new wallets, integrating different NFT collections might even be a possibility. So imagine being able to, you know, to hook up your Stone Duck to our game, and we can collaborate with other projects to make cool levels. And we just thought an app is the coolest place to do that. Maybe it's not web-based like other projects, but it just kind of offers up more, maybe more reach in terms of who we can, you know, in terms of the audience that we can
maybe reach, to tune into that aspect concerning like an integration of a character. We have a ongoing comic storyline for Stone Ducks, which like the first issue is already finished. We only need to roll it out after mint close, and same with the music, which will be intertwined into the storyline a little bit, since the main character is a ghostwriter for Quake, Arkhard Drake, and the music we will release is his music in exclamation marks. So it's kind of like we're breaking a fourth wall barrier there. And we also integrated already a zombie zebra character and an unstable guardian character into the comic. So maybe we can figure something out there.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. It's awesome.
Thanks. And like, maybe to point out. I'm hearing myself now. Can you mute yourself, Super Terror, please? Thank you. Maybe to point out the different like way of handling entering new consumers into the SDLC ecosystem compared to Puffins. Puffins just said they want to use the game to bring in people into crypto, and SDLC, we want to create a brand and not necessarily bring other people into crypto. But people will enjoy the clothing line itself, will enjoy the comic storyline itself or the music itself. And the profits of that is going to the NFT holders. So we kind of wanted to make the brand known without necessarily relying on the membership that our first OGs got, because that's the foundation to build this lifestyle brand.
Excellent. What I was going to chip in was I really love multifaceted projects, and obviously both of your projects are very much in that ilk. And also it's really great to hear that sort of cross collaboration opportunity happening in real time as we're on these spaces. And I think ultimately, obviously, yeah, we've had a little bit of a kind of a bump in the road, shall we call it? A severe bump in the road. But nevertheless, the opportunity. But I think the opportunity now is to bring the PFPs into a gaming format, and it's really great that Pop and Puffins, that you guys are obviously starting that process. And obviously from a Stone Ducks point of view, that cross collaboration and opportunity there with the comics as well. So that's great. I just wanted just to give a bit of a request to the audience. I can see some very familiar, very nice audience members, some of whom are projects or project related. If you're feeling bold, as you know, we don't bite. We're a very friendly group. Love to hear more about your plans that are up and coming over the next few days and weeks. Particularly, you can see a good regular contributor and quite a powerful force for good in the broader NFT space in Rec Wolf. And obviously Coleman as well, who we were talking electronically earlier around the baby balls and the opportunities there, and I can see several others as well. So yeah, if you guys want to step forward, it's really, as I say, for me, one of the primary focuses of this is just to give everyone a chance to share the opportunities that you guys are all building. And obviously being a fan of a lot of projects, there are a lot of things that I'm really interested in personally, but also aware that the broader community absolutely would love to hear more as well. So just wanted just to put that out there, and if any of you guys want to step forward, that'd be amazing. But I think in terms of just kind of closing off on the Pop and Puffins, I really like the fact that your multi-phase mint isn't one of these, you've got an hour to do something. You've got a good substantial amount of time to do the first stage mint, and indeed the stage two, and then the final sort of public stage as well. So I think it's basically 48 hours for each stage.
And I think that's really good, because I personally find, and I've had it in the past where I've been at work and I've not been able to get on my phone to mint, but I feel quite relaxed with the 48-hour window as well. So thank you for doing and organising that. And also maybe a final shout out on behalf of you guys. There's an excellent opportunity to win a one algo equals one algo NFT. So I've had a go at that as well. And I think that's still open, if I'm correct.
Yeah, that's actually, we have 100 of them. It's more of a badge, kind of like a POAP or a TPOP or an APOP on Algorand, an Algorand proof of participation. It's, you know, price is low, but, you know, there's that kind of solidarity that one algo is one algo. And we just wanted to create, you know, use our art, graffiti, kind of tag spirit to create something that everyone could use. So there's 100 of them. So if you put your address in the comments, then you'll get one, most likely, as long as you're one of the first 100. And yeah, we just love doing that fun kind of integration stuff, get people excited, something to share, something to spread. And thanks for the shout out. I just want to say one more time that our mint starts on Thursday, whitelist on Thursday for 48 hours, then 48 hours public mint at a reduced price. And then the price will go up every 48 hours. But plenty of time to get a puffin at a very reasonable price. I think the whitelist is 100 Algorand, which is like 20, 30 bucks. The first stage public shuffle public mint is 100 and I don't want to get my number wrong because we were changing the number. I think it was 130. No, I forget. But not too much more. And we kept our prices the same. Even though Algorand went down in price in dollar terms, we kept our prices the same in algo terms, and that's why we made that that piece of art that says one algo equals one algo, because we didn't change our price. We kept it the same. And we think that's important to respect, that culture within Algorand. So happy to do that and excited about the mint this weekend. Thanks so much.
Excellent. And thank you for joining. I know we've been chatting, well, for many months, but obviously since the Terra catastrophe, been obviously talking pretty regularly ahead of your mint. So now really excited for you, and I'll certainly be getting involved as well. So all information can be found either if you follow Popping Puffins on Twitter, go and join the Discord, lots of really good information there. And good luck with the mint. I'm sure this will be not the last time we speak by any stretch. I think there's lots of exciting things to come over the next few months. So really great to see two more familiar speakers coming forward. We have Rhett Wolf, who are set to bring the Rhett Wolf characters into ETH. And I know that there are some other interesting tangents as well for the Trippy Wolves. And Galactic Astros, who I think, I'm not sure it's a good or a bad thing. I think you mark possibly my very last pre-Terra collapse AMA session, which is a really enjoyable AMA. But obviously the world went somewhat bad, maybe within 48 hours of that event. But I did thoroughly enjoy talking with you guys, and I'm really pleased to see how you've pivoted. So perhaps if we go first to the guys from Rhett Wolves, and then we'll jump into Galactic Astros.
Hey, Zutera. Thanks, as always, for organizing these. Appreciate it a lot. And Stowed Nux for co-hosting. Thanks a lot. I think these are super helpful. And I'm going to, you know, congratulate in advance the Puffins for their mint coming up this weekend. So we're reminting. Pretty simple, you know, one-to-one remint of what you held on Terra. You're going to now have it on Ethereum. Nothing too complex, really. The only thing I think that is interesting here is the fact that these will be layer zero or omni-chain compatible smart contracts. That means basically we can deploy them on any chain when we want to. And, you know, if ever there's a need to bridge to one of the EVMs, and I think in a few weeks they'll have Solana, you'll be able to do that. So that's kind of one of the cool features. But outside of that, it's a pretty simple mint. I guess we're really, really flexible to on this whole bridging process. So if you forgot to bridge today, you can still bridge. And even when we start the mint, you'll still be able to bridge. And we're going to open the contracts for a very long time. So if you took a break from crypto for a few months, that's okay, right? You don't need to be following all the steps. You can follow them at a later point. Contracts are going to be open. We can just add your address and you'll be able to remint. So that's basically what's going on with us. And I think, yeah, you spoke about the trippy wolves, and I see Coleman here with the baby bulls. So yeah, we're moving to the trippy wolves to Polygon with One Planet. I'm really excited about, you know, the whole success that they got at One Planet for migrating so many projects, right? If you're looking at the amount of project, they must be reaching 95% of the Terra NFT community, because you must have owned, right?
They absolutely killed it. Like, it was amazing. Really, big hats off to them.
Yeah, they probably, you know, I know, let's be transparent, they're making it super easy, right? They're, you know, they took the lead. They're like 110%. They reached out to us, and I'm sure they reached out to all these other projects.
Yep.
They told them, we'll take care of everything A to Z. And on top of taking care of everything, they're, you know, giving grants to these projects. So how can you kind of say no, because they make it so easy? And I think it's going to be fun to kind of all migrate together, because hopefully we'll find some sort of a community or resemblance of what we had on Terra. So I really kind of give my hats off to One Planet for organizing this whole ARC One kind of initiative. I think that's really on them. They did a wonderful job. So I'm bullish on them, basically.
Yeah, same.
If I had a token, I would buy it.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think the way, again, they've massively corralled a whole raft of different projects is amazing. The speed that's been done is absolutely, hats off to them. I did actually put in one of my pre-spaces appeals, because I'm keen to learn more about the plans and Polygon. I've listened to some of the spaces. They're often not at the best time for me, but isn't that the world of crypto? Yeah, some things in the middle of the night, some in the middle of the day. So my understanding is the ARC phase one is now closed. I think the projects that have expressed interest have been sort of set up and ready. Does anyone know any kind of dates for the first of the likely Polygon mints, the migrating projects, or has that not been announced yet?
Yeah, so for the first phase, those are projects that have already minted. So they're calling it, you know, the migration phase or the bridging phase, however you want to call it. Their estimated time is end of July. And that will include Trippy Wolves as well, since we're going to be an airdrop instead of a mint. But some projects have not minted. And for them, it's going to be end of August. So they'll have the launch pad ready end of August. So basically for the migration and the marketplace, end of July, and for the launch pad, so to mint new projects, that's going to be end of August. That's the ETAs they gave us. I hope I'm allowed to share this, by the way.
No, that's great. I couldn't find that information, so I'm hoping you've not broken any secret codes there. But no, that's fantastic. I think as a holder of quite a few projects that are migrating, I'm very excited and really good member of, just a quick shout out to the community, the Artsy Apes. I am a bit of a dunce when it comes to working out some of these very complex wallets and other moves, and someone sent me a really helpful step-by-step guide. So Polygon actually is quite straightforward once you've realized that actually it's kind of an ETH linked contract. So thank you to the, I don't think they're actually on the spaces tonight, but appreciate all that help and support. But no, I'm excited to see where that goes next as well. So that's very exciting. So thank you for that. And obviously very excited about Trippy Wolves. I think that was one of the ones that I had on my list for May before the world went crazy, because obviously that's a huge
you're right.
You did. But it's really cool that it's going to continue. So no, that's absolutely fantastic. Obviously your mint, your remint is happening, I think I'm right in saying, the 26th, I think, for the wolves that are coming across from
Terra, but I really, really like, and I can't stress this enough, I really like the fact that you're allowing a very long window for folks to transfer, because I know of a number of people who've spoken to me over the last month or so, and they've kind of said, oh, you know, how can you still be so upbeat and happy? I said, well, I'm not, I'm just carrying on. But I know that some people really were so hurt by what happened that they've almost kind of walked away for a little while. But I'm really pleased that they will have the opportunity when they come back, if they so desire, that they will be able to remint their rec walls. And I think quite a few projects have taken that sort of long-term approach as well, which is really nice.
I think it's mostly project people that are experiencing their first beer, because I remember when I was experiencing my first beer in 18-19, I straight up walked away because I was so frustrated with like losing so many figures. It was just infuriating. But now I realized that the best chances, not only as an investor but also as a builder, are open in a beer market. So in a bull market, everything pumps, and simply said, the one with the most marketing and the biggest marketing budget will win. It's really that simple in a bull. But in a beer, people get more careful and more focused on fundamentals and on conviction and communication, especially with the project. So big shout outs to everyone right now being here, just speaking up and speaking for their project, because I think that's very important right now.
Absolutely. I think you're absolutely right. And I think that's probably why I'm getting a lot of messages from people sort of saying that they can't or don't want to carry on at this point in time. And I guess I've been scarred by so many things over the years.
Yeah, we feel
nothing anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, some of my scars predate even the invention of crypto. So I'm talking about stock market crashes like 20 odd years ago that I did my brains on. But there you go. We live and learn, or at least I don't, because I keep doing it every year. I repeat the mistakes of history, as I was saying to someone the other day. But here's a positive. So, as I say, out of the ashes of terror, I had a really, really good conversation with Galactic Astros. As I say, it feels like a lifetime ago now. A project that's looking at creating a really good, powerful treasury based on, I think from memory, there was a project that I'm sure you'll give me the name of it. I want to say Flamingo DAO, that you guys were basically modeling yourselves on to really kind of create almost like an NFT gallery with powerful art opportunities to really grow that collection and ultimately the value of the overall the NFT itself. Now, obviously, I know you've had to significantly pivot as everyone has. And great to see that you guys are obviously going live with your mint as well. So over to you guys, and great to have you on the show.
Hello, fam. How are you? It's been a long.
Hey, what up, my man?
I really miss the Lunatics vibes. How are you doing, guys?
Yeah, surprisingly not too bad. I think I dissociated myself from the loss on paper because I hadn't spent any of it. Obviously, I had this kind of long-term sort of security blanket that I thought would eventually turn into my early retirement. But hey, not the case. I actually take a massive amount. And I've said this on a number of occasions myself, and I'll let the rest of the panel obviously speak with your thoughts. I think the biggest thing I've gained is a wonderful broad community and network, and met some wonderful people through this experience. So. That as it sounds, would I change it? Would I do this all again? Would I go through the same pain? I think I would, because it's the people that really make it the long-term and more powerful opportunity. And I think as a net result of that, we'll be in such a stronger space as a group going forwards. And obviously, I'm sad about what happened with Terra, you know, I'm not going to lie, but there are lots of positives to take forward as well.
Yeah, I'm also sorry for what happened on Terra. I still remember like our AMA before the crash. It was really amazing. We were really very excited for the launch on minting on Terra and Terra Luna, and then everything like just collapsed. I hope everyone is doing well. Like people didn't lose a lot and they are feeling good now. So yeah, as you said, in bear markets, it's the time for builders to continue building and for people to create connections and get to know new people. And that's really what I'm doing now. Like after we migrated to Algorand, like I've met a lot of new people. I've met a lot of new projects. I'm learning a lot of new things. And also, I'm excited for our migration since like I've learned a lot of things. As I told you before, I'm a computer engineer, but I'm still studying in the university. So with our migration to Algorand, they taught me how to do the shuffle, how to do the mint. Like now I know how to code these things. I'm really excited, and I'm really going to stay building here for the future. So let me tell you about our story in Algorand. So after Luna collapsed, we didn't know where to migrate. Like our marketplace wanted to migrate to another blockchain, but they didn't announce about it. Then after like 2 or 3 weeks, they just told us that they are going to stay on Luna. And for us, our team, we are not very convinced in staying on Luna anymore. So we've just seen Algorand Foundation is going to help projects to migrate from Terra Luna to Algorand. And we just said yes for that. Algorand is a really good blockchain. I think for now it's the only blockchain that's doing a real utility in real life, you know? So yeah, we just did the migration, and our shuffle is now live, where more than 1,000 Astro have been shuffled, and the rest are waiting to, we are waiting for our rest to come to our colony.
That's fantastic. And obviously I've been following the story, and I know we chatted briefly on Twitter DMs the other day. It's great to see. Yeah, obviously you didn't quite get to launch because of what happened with Terra, but it's great that you've been able to find a new home so quickly. And I think my own experiences of the various personalities in Algo, it's a very welcoming community, and I've I have plans to do some Algo related spaces over the next few weeks and months, so quite excited about that as well. So yeah, really pleased for you guys. By all means, if you know how to do, I still haven't worked it out, I've been trying. If you want to pin a tweet about your mint, please do so that people will have that awareness and they can reference it. So more than happy for you to do that. And as I say, once Loop community is back up and running post-migration to Juno, I will be starting my regular articles on there again, which I do for the community, sort of highlighting projects and initiatives, which kind of, I guess in many ways now, sort of complement the spaces, but they were really where I started in terms of my outputs. I've been obviously doing spaces for quite a while now, but I did originally start out as a bloke writing articles. That seems a long, long time ago. But hopefully that people, I think, have found those useful over the last year or so. I think I've written nearly 200 now. And they're all pretty much bar perhaps a couple of dozen on the deeper workings of Bitcoin and other things. The majority of the articles I write are on NFTs. So anyone who obviously wants to follow, please keep an eye out. I will be writing some more very soon, and in the interim, doing a lot of these spaces and threads and what have you. We've obviously heard for some excellent projects this evening. This evening, my time, I should say. I always do this. I forget. We are lots of different time zones. And in terms of expectations over the next few days and weeks, I've got some specific AMAs coming up. I just wanted just to highlight two that are set to be scheduled. One is with CyberDeck. I was due to meet with Wirehead and the CyberDeck team for an AMA last week. For personal reasons, he had to postpone that. But I think once it finally does happen, that'll be a really exciting discussion for those who join me. Again, that was one of the later AMAs that I did before the Terra collapse. CyberDeck looking to create a multi-chain utility dashboard tool that will allow people to track NFTs, DGEM positions, and much more besides. They can do much better justice to it than my quick summary there. So hopefully I'll get that spaces rearranged. They are actually set to unveil
their plans for a move to a new chain. So I don't want to steal any of their thunder, but that will be an interesting one. And I'm also looking very soon to do a Loop specific space about the new Loop NFT marketplace, with potentially one or two projects joining me who are set to launch with Loop. I literally can't say who they are because I think that conversation is close, but I think is pretty much agreed with Loop. So I'll be getting some of my Loop friends to join me for that. Perhaps one quick
good old non-disclosure agreement.
I imagine so. I mean, I'm not involved on that side, but I do know there's a couple of projects that I'm likely to be talking to very soon. So now I'm looking forward to that. I just wanted to quickly say on the Loop NFT side of things, they have their own collection, Spaced Apes, if anyone remembers those from they've been sort of heralded for many months, but they're going to launch on the NFT markets place. I gave away a lot of whitelist spaces. It's a collection of 100 NFTs. They'll be staking NFTs, so slightly different to some of the other ones out there. If anyone listening to this call right now, or indeed listening back to a replay, was involved and actually won one of those NFT whitelist spaces and previously registered with me or with Jay Basinski, please just drop me a line, because we are looking to recollect those whitelist details with a view that that collection will launch on Juno fairly soon. So I'm keen that people don't miss out. It's essentially, apart from fees, a very low cost mint as a kind of precursor to their broader launch. So I just wanted just to share that. It may hopefully resonate with some people on this call or beyond. As I say, that's the other one that's coming up. And also, Simon Chadwick, I would normally have a Spaces around about this time each Monday. Simon's been traveling around Austin initially for various conferences, Mexico for a well-earned rest for the last week. And he is now, I understand, transiting back to Australia. I think he's going to be traveling for pretty much the best part of 2 days. So Simon and I, subject to Simon not feeling too jet lagged, will be doing our regular open debate spaces probably the back end of this week as well. So I'm looking forward to that. It's something that, regardless of where we are in the world, albeit I haven't gone anywhere, I'm still in my house. But no, the point is we always try and do that every week, and that generally is an NFT related topic, but we do like to bring in guest speakers from different chains and talk about, you know, futures of utility and all sorts of great topics. So that will be taking place there, I imagine, the back end of this week, probably Wednesday or Thursday. End of my monologue. I didn't want to dominate too much there. I just wanted just to share that so that folks know, if you're interested, that those things are planned. In terms of if anyone else wants to step up, go on.
Okay, cool. just to follow up on the how you doing part, and maybe to give the other projects a possibility to answer on that too, just because I think it's important to show the human side behind the project too.
100%, absolutely.
I'm feeling a bit like a boxer in the last winning rounds, since we are now like over 4 months of working 24/7, 13 to 15 hours a day. And we completed, like, not only we defeated the crash, but we completed the floor price based staking mechanism. And that was a drag, and to test it until it worked perfectly, and finished the comic, the merch. We even have like connections to growers concerning SDSC strains, which also took a lot of time and effort. So I'm tired, I'm not gonna lie, but very, very happy, amazed by how the mint went, to be honest. It's just like our communities are just chats and vets only, and I like to think that the Alpha group we have did a contribution there in like keeping people focused on the bigger picture and not becoming a slave to their emotions, but staying objective about the potential future in crypto. And maybe to finish it up and then like to give the space to another speaker, our mint is still ongoing and it will close at midnight UTC today. And the last hour of the mint, there will be a flash sale, like on Father's Day, where you can mint for only 0.02 ETH. And if you want to jump into the alpha group for 8 ducks or want to secure 3 ducks for a female duck, which is the second collection, then that's a pretty rare chance. Oh, and maybe to shill a little bit more before I'm done, like just a little bit. We also have a New York City billboard, like all the billboards on the main main square coming up on the 21st, so tomorrow, on NFT Day, and it will be on all screens for, I think, 40 seconds. So, yeah, that's the thing also.
That's great, and good luck with the final hours of the mint. Yes, so we've got Coleman joining us now, but I think obviously before we sort of bring Coleman on, it would be great to get if the other projects want to give you, if you like, the human side view on how you're doing now. I think that was a really nice question posed by the Galactic Astros a few minutes ago. Yeah, please step forward, and then we'll get on to Coleman, who's got some very exciting news around Baby Bulls and Bull Club. So yeah,
chirp chirp.
Or alternatively, we can go straight to Coleman. Feel free, obviously, folks, to chip in afterwards as well. So Coleman, great to have you on the show as always. Always an absolute pleasure to speak with you. Obviously, we chatted electronically earlier today. Firstly, how are you doing? And secondly, can't wait to hear more about the exciting world of the Bull Club and the Baby Bulls.
Yeah, thanks, mate. I appreciate that. Yeah, we did have a chance to have a bit of a conversation earlier. Yeah, I'm really like, I feel just so good. I feel so good today and yesterday. It's like I'm in another space. Now my head's in another space. I finally got some separation between myself and, you know, everything that went on there. And I think, you know what, largely down to just a couple of individuals within the old lunatic space, you know. The guys over at Team Kajira have been really supportive, and, you know, and my team, like, you know, the Lunar Bulls team, I mean, if it wasn't for them, I just, you know, I don't even know, to be honest with you, how I would have gone through it. So yeah, I mean, I'm feeling really good. This is the first, like, in the last 2 days since I've been throwing my energy into the Baby Bulls project with the migration plan for Polygon, it's given me kind of like a new lease on life, if that makes sense.
Totally.
It does.
Yeah. So, I mean, okay. So I'm obviously not going to go into a massive shill fest or anything, but I'm sure if there are any holders that are going to listen to this or are listening, then they'd be interested to. Yeah. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Yeah. So we made a decision. I personally, have been just blown away, like I say, by the supportiveness of the team at the Bull Club. You know, I asked them, it's a really strange turn of events, because I had actually approached a couple of the team members just before Terra went down and said to them, look, you know, I would love to take over the Baby Bulls as a standalone project, you know, just if you were willing to sort of give me the lead in that and just let me crack on with it. I've got some really fresh ideas that I want to, you know, run by you, and put it out to the team, a few ideas that I had, and kind of left it there. And then what happened, and we never really had another conversation about that. And, you know, you all know what happened after that, you know, kind of, I couldn't even, you know, concentrate or focus on a single thing, you know, the NFT project, you know, my own personal investment savings. It was just a mess. And then kind of out of the darkness, the team just started reaching out slowly but surely, pulled me back into the Discord and were like, you know, do you still want to continue on that conversation? And I was like, oh, is that still a conversation? You know, and they were like, yeah, absolutely. You know, absolutely. You know, but we want to just push it in a different direction. We want to push it out towards Polygon. And I had actually a little bit of experience in that area. I had bought Matic a couple of years previously, so I had done some research on the chain and was a little bit aware of it. And yeah, it just made sense to me. I was like, great, you know, there's 250 odd blockchain based games built on there already. massive, massive support from one planet. You know, as I think it was Stone Darks earlier, they were talking. By the way, a quick shout out to Poppin' Puffins, my absolute heroes over there. Absolutely love those guys. And it's a sad thing that I don't get a chance to pop in as often as I would like to. But certainly in the early days, I was hanging around and lurking in their server on Discord quite a bit, because they just got such a positive energy and such a great fresh vibe about them. I love those guys over there, so just wanted to get that in there as a holder as well. So yeah, no, long story short, so they offered it to me and just said, look, you know, just you know, go for it, just put your spin on it, do what you want to do, inject some of your ideas into it. And I was yeah, so here we are. You know, we're looking at migrating, as I think Stone Ducks mentioned earlier, oh, Wrecked Wolves, sorry, it was Wrecked Wolves that mentioned earlier that we will be migrating around the end of July. And then after we've completed the migration, we'll be doing something similar, I suppose, to what Puffins are doing over on Algo. We'll be doing a shuffle, you know, and reminting those that didn't quite make the journey over in the Ark. So there'll be an opportunity then for people who aren't holders, and we're hoping for people within the Polygon community to you know, to come over, expand our community in that area, which I'm currently working on quite hard. And yeah, so this is where we're at, guys. You know, we're continuing on with the game for Baby Bulls. It was always part of the development of that project anyway. And now it just makes so much more sense on Polygon to go in that direction. And we're quite spoiled for choice over there. There's a lot of talent there. So yes, it's looking good, guys. It's looking good. Yeah.
I love the
emotion in your voice.
Like, yeah.
The hopefulness and the energy.
You beat me to it. I was going to say exactly the same thing. The energy, the passion, the positivity is coming across in bucket loads. It's brilliant. So really great to hear that you're kind of back on the A game. And I think you made an important point, really, in terms of reading between the lines, that absolutely we all took a knock and you don't bounce back immediately. There's an element of some internalizing and understanding of what we do next. But I think the energy and the passion that the community gives to each of us, I think, certainly helped me through this.
Drop moment of losing five figures is magical.
Yeah. Oh, I don't want to think about that. I think for me, I almost dissociated myself from the monetary aspects of it anyway, because I had it in my head that was kind of locked away. It was staked. It was there for the long term. It wasn't about me getting my hands on it this week, next week, or even next year. Obviously, I won't get my hands on it ever now, but that's another story. But it's a balance, isn't it? So, no, really delighted, to be honest, delighted for all the panel that we're all in different ways bouncing back and moving forwards. It's brilliant. So thank you, Coleman. And I'm a big fan of Baby Bulls. I remember when it minted and it was like literally... I got a free one as a Bulls holder, and then I had sort of several people say to me, "Oh my God, it's a $5 mint." And I was like, "Right, cool." So I minted about, I think, four or five of them, and then I actually won one in a competition as well. So I think I've still got seven. So I'm very happy with my Baby Bulls. I'm really delighted to hear that they will have a new lease of life and will be flying over to Polygon as part of that sort of migration of a number of projects and communities. So yeah, excited. It's great.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Yeah, I really appreciate that. And I'm fired up for it. I've got, a newfound energy. So, and it's great to see so many Terra projects coming across. The last spaces I think you did, and the last spaces that One Planet put on, it was just like old times, you know. And people are starting to recover. People are starting to get through. The mist is starting to clear. You know, you can really tell that, and I got that positive energy. Just like old times when we all used to meet up and everyone was fired up. We were in a bull market, and to get that positivity and I know those guys are going to be over there on Polygon. I mean, it's just great. It's really good.
For me personally, it's not the positivity alone, because that's also like something I draw energy from. But the moment I saw where we all know what we all saw when we woke up and looked at the numbers, but it's more like a, if I can say that blunt, fuck it, we bought him. Fuck it, like that won't stop me. Like no. I didn't even wanna give it like the satisfaction of stopping me. I just and that's also me from personal experience, because I study law, and I could prolong the law studies because I wrote a few China coins pretty well in 17 and 18. So I'm still studying law while I technically could be finished, and now I'm full-time crypto, so I might jump into Web3 head on. But it's just my personal experience with loss on a personal level. Like, I suffered from insomnia. People around me became crazy. Many people. I got robbed multiple times. And all these setbacks always made me fall into, like, I think the hole you described, where you just can't find the energy, like the light, to push like before. But now I seem to have finally learned from all the setbacks, because it kind of made me more productive, to be honest, in a raging kind of way. Like, imagine a duck bursting into flames and flying like a phoenix. That's kind of how I'm feeling.
I have this amazing image in my mind now of the phoenix duck. Maybe that's one for the comic, perhaps. But
yeah, lighting a joint and then bursting into flames.
Flying up. Yeah, I'd like to continue the analogy. I guess Terra was a bit like Icarus, and it flew close to the sun.
But
Yeah, but we have emerged the other side, stronger out of the ashes. Yeah, the analogies could continue. But no, it's an interesting one, isn't it? So mixing up all sorts of mythology there, which I'm not an expert on.
Maybe you should become a writer for our comics too.
Yeah, I'd be delighted to. I mean, some of my storylines were probably slightly zany and might need editing, but I'd be delighted to give that a go. I am no artist, though, so it'd be purely words. Someone else would have to do the creativity of the visuals. But yes, absolutely.
We're doing a podcast anyway.
We are indeed.
We can also do that.
It's going to happen. We've talked about this a lot, so I think we need to get our first podcast plans in the pipeline, and we'll just have, you know, kind of a 2 hours of talking about putting the world to rights. I think it'd be great fun. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm just looking at if there's anyone else from the floor wants to step up. Otherwise, brilliant spaces as always. We couldn't do it without you guys. It's the reason I do this is because I enjoy this whole community discussion. Without you guys, it would just be me and Occo probably having a really nice chat, but we really value everyone's input and support. So there'll be another builder's space in a few days' time, and in the meantime, I still have the pinned thread on my Twitter where I'm encouraging anyone, to be honest, just to share tweets around project moves and opportunities. And I think what I've seen as a real sea change. Yes, you know, I haven't stopped doing these throughout, but actually the energy in tonight's space is really, really positive. And I think, Coleman, you epitomize that with your words and thoughts. I do think that we are emerging. We've probably not quite emerged, all of us, yet, but we're emerging from a dark time. And let's be honest, the market isn't lifting the spirits, and the broader world news agenda isn't lifting the spirits, but we are lifting our own spirits as a broader community. And I think perhaps the one massive positive I take as we kind of exit this latest phase, as we see Terra 2 live, we see lots of projects, you know, reminting or shuffling in different chains, that actually out of the ashes of that phase one, we now have a much broader, if you like, Terra origin community that is pollinating lots of different chains. And I think that energy will continue, and that we will have this wonderful multi-chain bridging, and these spaces will become ever more cross-chain. And a bit like, you know, my good friend Finn, the Terra Spaces name remains as the origin in the same way that my Super Terra name remains as the origin. But I'm very much looking at multi-chain, and that's absolutely for the future. So thanks everyone. Perhaps the last few words from the panel, and then we'll look to wrap up, and as always, look to speak again soon.
I don't want to speak first if anyone wants to speak up.
I guess I'll just say goodbye, guys, and thanks so much.
You know what I'm gonna say. Thank you so much, and awk awk awk.
Thank you, Supertera, for always giving us the opportunity for speaking and talking about our projects. And I want to say good luck in your journey and see you all around Lunatex and AlgoFam. Thank you all.
Yes, stay blazed, stay blessed, stay awesome. DAX are minting right now. We are at 3.7k DAX now, I think, though. So we nearly doubled the original supply on Terra right now. And if anyone is listening right now with attention, if you go to our Discord, open a support ticket, and write Oko sent me, and you are the first one, you will get an NFT DAX.
Excellent. Hopefully folks are quickly moving to do that on the Discord right now. So thank you, Oko. And thank you, everyone, for all your kind words. As a community, we survived, and as a community, we will thrive. I genuinely believe that. So with that in mind, stay well, stay happy, and keep building. And until the next time, always a pleasure.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was Supertera, Builder Space, with special guests Poppin' Puffins, Wrecked Wolf, Stone Ducks, Coleman, whole bunch of people, recorded on Monday, June 20th, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. And if you want to keep listening, head on over to TerraSpaces.org/donate and show some support. When I'm cruising, I'm rushing, no booze on my tongue. When I'm losing my cool like a bruiser in London, the rules are confusing, so let loose the juices and try not to act like they tightened up the noose. These fools are abused like a problem stepchild, ruling the coupe with some modest exile. I'm lost in the cube with the softest textiles, a comfy padded room where I'm walking my best smiles. So wipe the smirk off your face when you're serving. I'm up with a platter of bait behind the curtain. Up with the curse, it's absurd to swerve it, letting these nerds know the weight was worth it. I'll perk it up while I stir in some bullshit. This ain't my first rodeo surrounded by humans. Opinionated merchants trying to steal your worth. It's getting on my nerves, so let's make them feel nervous. I go tit for tat when I'm spitting this rap shit. Getting sick with it like I'm kissing bats. It spreading sickness like a fucking pandemic. Gun to my head like write the damn epic. My mood is exhumed from the darkest mistakes. Sitting down in hell cooking up these mixtapes. Living through nightmares and dreamscapes. It takes more patience than a hospital police state. So lock it down, locked and loaded like they come for your guns. Fuck no, we won't be getting onto that bus. Quietly sit back and watch the riot beat while the cops get filmed pirating all your privacy. Sign on the dotted line and wave your rights and wave goodbye and pay no mind. You gotta wash the brain and erase the time. Now shut the fuck up while we wait in line. Imagine a world in which an old dying man's last dying wish is fulfilled.
Alexa? Can you play that one C-Fi space where he clowned all the Safe Moon and XRP bag holders and then told everyone to buy Luna because it was going to 1,000?
I'm confused why we're not talking about the fact that you can easily, like, 300x your money on XRP. Like,
you know, son, I remember a time. Alexa, enough. I'm trying to reminisce now. I remember a time before Terra Spaces existed when things that were said on random Twitter spaces would just get lost to the proverbial black hole of time.
That's the best bet.
Why isn't Luna in wind turbine?
Hey, guys,
I'm reading all about these wind
guys,
turbines.
Guys, do you mind if I explain Cardano a little bit? Because I've been in Cardano since like 2018 and I can give you a full breakdown.
Just when you thought it was safe to shill shitcoins.
Oh my god, you guys. I don't know what to do. So much blood. It's so rad.
From the creators of Your Exit Liquidity, in association with We All Love to Hear Ourselves Talk, Inc. For more information, go to terraspaces.org/donate.